keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, he's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Let's have some fun with music, 'cause music's fun.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
It's me again, September 18th, 2014. This is the Big Beat Show, WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rallo, and I'm happy to have you aboard for about 19 or 20 vocal group harmony examples like that one from 1961 on Milestone. Not the best record the Blue Jays ever made, but good to open up tonight's show. That was called Rock, Rock, Rock. Going to go right now to a 45 on the Reprise record label, 1962. The group was called The Rendezvous, and they were from Brooklyn, and this is called Faithfully.
Never let you go. Ooh, the twist and she did the stroll. She did the bop, the hop and the jelly roll. She did the oop, my lady till the times were old. My girl.
Hey, how about that one, huh? J.J. Jackson and the Jackals on Prelude Records from 1956. Ooh, my Liddy. Got you going with that one, didn't I? Annie by the Dwellers on Howard Records preceded that. That came out in 1959, and it was on Reprise from 62. We heard The Rendezvous and Faithfully. Now, the next thing came out in 1970, actually, and it was an unreleased cut by the Nutmegs, came out on the Night Train label, and it's called Take Me and Make Me, and the record says on it, with unknown female lead, and at the time it came out, they did not know who it was, but since the Nutmegs were still alive, I think that's how they found out that it was one of the members' sisters. Coco Tyson was one of the members of the Nutmegs, and his sister, Bertha Tyson, sings lead on this one with the Nutmegs in the back. Here they are with Take Me and Make Me, issued in 1970, but probably made in about 1957.
You can hold me and scold me until I cry. Like no other guy, you can tease me and squeeze me with all of your might, even make me believe I'm a queen for a night. You can take me and make me all over again.
I apologize.
From their Relic album on Relic number 106, A Cappella Showcase presents by popular demand the Chessmen. Manhattan group consisted of James Myers lead, William Ramirez was first tenor, Teddy Ziffer second tenor, Tommy Reyes baritone, and Arthur Crank is their illustrious bass, as it says here on the back. So there you go, the Chessmen with I Apologize. And just before that, we heard Take Me and Make Me, Bertha Tyson leading the Nutmegs on the Night Train record label. All right. Now, there's a really great group on Mercury Records from mid-50s called the Griffins, and they were from the D.C. area. Before they were the Griffins, they were called a different name. They were called the Warblers. And this record was issued in 1973, the next record, on the Baron label. But it was recorded in 1953 and not issued, as I said, till 20 years later. So we're going to listen to it right now, okay? The Warblers. And Is This the Real Thing?
Oh, no. myself in the dust. Whenever we want to listen to good oldies, this is the show that we put on.
The moon, the sun, they shine for you. The moon, the sun, they shine for you. The late rising moon, the early rising sun, there in the heavens, but not just for fun. Darling, here's what they have done.
What they have done.
The late rising moon, the early rising sun, they let me know you're the only one.
Only one.
I'm in love with you.
In love with you.
God put the moon in the heavens. He put the sun there too. He didn't put them there for me. He also put them there for you.
The moon, the sun, they shine for you. The moon, the sun, they shine for you. The late rising moon, the early rising sun, they light the heavens for each and every one. So dark.
That set, three records there for you. Late Rising Moon was the last one by Earl Curry and the Blenders from 1954 out in the West Coast on the R&B label. Just about everything on that label is highly desirable and collectible. There's one example. You could tell the difference. It's certainly not an East Coast or New York sound or Connecticut sound, but West Coast. Late Rising Moon. Just before that, The Charmers on Laurie Records from 1963, and that was called I Cried. And The Warblers on Baron from 1973 gave us Is This the Real Thing? Don't have too many announcements. Matter of fact, just got one, and it's not a good one. I'm not going to be on, let's see, October 2nd. There's a sports preemption, but that looks like it for October, so I really can't complain about that. I'm very lucky and happy and privileged to be here on WRSU, and as I say, I've been doing this since 1994, so that's 20 years. But I'm only going to do it for another 30 or 40, and that's about it.
I said, darling, are you?
Something new there, just out on a new CD by a really nice group, a mostly local group, guys from Philly and New Jersey, called Remember Then. Yep, and Remember Then, and the CD is called Remembers When. That, of course, was Give Me Your Heart, as done by the Termites, that one originally in 1964. The lead on that one is a gentleman named Jim Offner. Remember Then, and they're going to be singing around, have been singing around New Jersey for quite a bit, and I think they have a gig coming up in October, which I'll be telling you about up in North Jersey, all right? And the CD is available wherever you can get CDs, I guess I'd put it that way. Remember Then, I got to get that right, yeah. All right, I hope you like that. And before that, we heard the Blendairs on Story Untold Records and their version of I Beg for Your Love. Now, the Blendairs were Larry Galvin, Jack Scandura, the late, great Jack Scandura, Al Vieco, Sam Wood, and Beverly Warren. It was recorded, it even says right here, March 1979 is when it was recorded, and that's the year it came out. So there you go, the Blendairs, and I Beg for Your Love.
It's time, there may be many,
when it's gone, won't be any.
I'm talking about Michael, the lover, Michael, the lover. Girls are tender, sad and sweet, but no other boys can compete. 'Cause Michael's got a style of his own, and the girls say that Ralph is strong. That's Michael, the lover, Michael, the lover. Everybody knows him.
With lots of things.
When the girls see him coming, they tighten up their game. 'Cause Michael's found the loveliest boy, and he's got to bring you your pride and joy. That's Michael, the lover. Before him, there was no other. It's time.
That was the CODs, and here are the Platters.
Why should I? Why should I? Why should I? Why should I?
Why should I cry and cry every time that you tell me goodbye?
Why should I believe I'm the only one when all you do is kiss and run?
Why should I wonder why when you kiss me it's always a lie?
Oh, why should I go on caring just for you when you don't love me too? Why should you?
Leaving out one chorus in the beginning.
In the beginning.
Yeah. Just doing one chorus in the beginning.
Drink up, drink up. Let's have ourselves a ball. Drink up, drink up. We'll fall and that ain't all. Spot in town, so drink up, drink up. Let's have ourselves a ball. We know we can't drink all of this whiskey, but that's what we'll try to do. We'll drink so much we'll get sober and then start all over anew. We'll dance and sing and tell of things, but baby, that ain't all. So drink up, drink up. Let's have ourselves a ball.
another spot in town. So drink up, drink up, let's have ourselves a ball. When the sun comes up in the morning, we'll be on our last go around. We'll close up all the after hour joints, our heads will be going round. We'll eat and sleep until night creep, and out of our beds we'll crawl. So drink up, drink up, let's have ourselves a ball. Let's have ourselves a ball.
Good idea. That was J.C. Ginyard leading the Dewdroppers, something unreleased. Unreleased. Groove recorded that on December 16th, 1953, and it came out on a CD much, much later, as you might expect if it was a CD. Drink Up, the Dewdroppers. The Platters with Why Should I? And they actually, just listening to that just now, I realized that Why Should I Be the Only One? I wonder if that's sort of an answer to their big hit, Only You. I don't know. Why Should I by The Platters on Mercury, recorded April 26, 1955, and did never come out on a single, only on their LP in 1956. And it's already in the box. I don't know which one it is. The Platters with Why Should I on Mercury. There's a CODs on Kelmac Records. Loved it when it came out. Heard it on the radio. 1965, Michael by the CODs. And now, how about the Labradors on Chief Records from 1958? This is called When Someone Loves You.
I found a new love.
Thank you.
I think I got that in mind original. That might be the original it sounds like it. At Times Square Records in New York City. That was the Varnells on Arnold Records, February 1961 is the date of issue on that. Who Created Love? And it was the Labradors on Chief from 58, When Someone Loves You. Let's go to 1962 on the Phillips label. Here are the Chesterfields and A Dream Is But A Dream.
Poets have said, whenever I've read, that life is relative to love. So I say to you, and it's so very, very true, how true. A dream is but a dream without a lover.
Wherever you are,
what is life
my life. I know someday she will cry. Yes, Jerry, you won. Oh, oh, oh. Yes, Lord, I want her. I want her so. I know she loves me. Please let her know. She doesn't care now. She won't go steady. No, no.
Ronnie Booker and the Boardwalkers on Rex Records from 1961, and She Won't Go Steady. It was a Chesterfields Phillips Records from 62, A Dream Is But a Dream. Hey, I want to thank Nicky Addio for being here last week. What a great show he put on, huh? A fine gentleman. I want to have him back fairly soon, too. Nicky Addio put on a great show. And I hope you enjoyed tonight's show. You know, it was not too bad, I guess. Anyway, thanks very much for listening. I'll take it out tonight on the Armonia label, 1962. Armonia. You got all those records, right, on Armonia? And it's the Sonics, and their song is called Funny. Here are the Sonics on Armonia. May harmony be with you. Thanks for listening. See you next week, and good night.
Don't matter.